program of the United States Treasury, featuring Brenda Lewis, Brett Morrison, and the Treasury Orchestra under the direction of David Brookman. Buy bonds and more bonds. Let's all back the attack. Buy more than before. How do you do? This is Brett Morrison. There is in Chicago a settlement house known far and wide, and through the open doors of this social center have trooped many thousands of the poor and depressed who lived in the congested districts around about. Men whose life is at the graying time remember that they first went through those doors as toddlers while their mothers worked all day in the factories. She is gone now, the woman who founded Hull House, but her spirit lives, not there alone, but in every such place throughout America. Today, we salute the great social worker, Jane Addams, of Hull House.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls.
Not far from where Mrs. O'Leary's car is said to have kicked over the lamp that started the Chicago fire, two girls, fresh from college, just returned from a trip to Europe, found an old house which had outlived the Holocaust, known as the Hull House. These two were Jane Addams and Ellen Starr, and the year was 1889. They rented the house and fitted it up as a community center, and they opened their doors wide. They had no experience as social workers, but few people had, so they just began. Their house was in the deep center of a crowded area of Italian immigrants, Jewish communities, Irish sections, with an added assortment of Bohemians, Germans, Swedish, and Russians, all with one thing in common. They were unutterably poor, miserably housed, and civically neglected. It was not easy to gain the confidence of these people. Jane and Ellen were swells to them just out for a little slumming. But the children came, more and more of them, even though some of the parents forbade it. It was a struggle, but one night an Italian mother sent for her. Jane went through the dark, dangerous streets alone to a tenement where a little boy lay dying. He had wanted to say goodbye before he went to the Americana lady. The word spread, and shortly the house was filled with the parents. Mothers began to leave their children at Hull House while they worked, and the boys came in off the streets to play games. Jane Addams and Ellen Starr had won the hearts of the forgotten people because a little boy remembered to say goodbye to the Americana lady. We now hear Brenda Lewis singing Smiling Through. As the years went on, Jane Addams became ever more vital to Chicago, and never did she turn her back upon the people who surrounded her. It was inevitable that Hull House should not only increase its activities with evening classes, language classes, handicrafts, sports, dramatics, but being so closely tied with the economic conditions of the people that it should become involved in their struggles for better conditions. Jane Addams entered into labor disputes. She waged a mighty fight to put an end to child labor. She became a mighty figure in Chicago, but somehow, no matter how hard she worked, there was a smile ready when one of her children would ask some vital question, such as the peaked little Greek lad who came timidly into Hull House with visions of a week in the country and asked, "Is this where you put your name down for fresh air?" Yes, she laughed. Lots and lots of fresh air.
Oh!
The harvest of the years was rich indeed for Jane Addams. She began in an honest attempt to better a small, neglected district of Chicago. She finished with a pattern for social welfare that made possible the same project being developed in hundreds of other cities. She lived to see slum boys paint beautiful pictures, factory girls compose music, lost and hopeless men become civic leaders. Work-worn women spend leisure hours in laughter and song. Hers was not a magic touch. For every gain, she labored. For every friend, she spent energy. And the growth of the little upstairs room to the Hull House of today, large and wonderful, was a matter of years of patience. Jane Addams has received the Nobel Prize of Peace, a great honor for a very great woman. Yet her real victory is being expressed today in a war for human liberty and progress, in which the nationalities which once surrounded her in Hull House have become Americans, fighting in a great worldwide army and navy, fighting her fight for an end to misery and poverty. Adams waged a lifelong war for liberty and progress, and that war is still being fought now, today, but not in just one city, all over the entire world. And our part in the victory is to buy war bonds and buy more bonds to make the fifth war loan drive the smashing success it has got to be. The battles are still ahead. We are facing the zero hour, and your country needs your money. If it means a sacrifice, remember that our boys offer their lives. We lend our money. So back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Brenda Lewis and Brett Morrison, who appeared on this especially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.